With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. A recycling drop-off center in Basalt is set to close at the start of the new year after Picken County decided to stop funding it. Now, residents are turning to Eagle County to help keep it open. Alex Hager has more.
Eagle County Manager Jeff Schroll was in El Jebel on Friday as part of the county's new Roaring Fork Fridays, an effort to hear from its constituents in the valley. He says between emails and in-person meetings, he's heard from about two dozen concerned residents.
Lots of stories as to why they use it, and you know, most of them don't have access to the curbside, and they don't want to see that stuff go into the various landfills, and it's just an important service to keep open.
Schroll added that he's currently in contact with both Basalt and Pitkin County governments in hopes of finding a solution. On Tuesday, Basalt Town Council will discuss what they would do with their half of the recycling center funding if the facility closes, but they'll wait to make a decision until they hear whether Eagle County will contribute $30,000 to keep it open. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Restaurant Mix 6 made its debut in the new collective building in Snowmass Base Village over the weekend. Kristen Kay reports Aspen chef Martin Oswald gives patrons the power to assemble their own dish.
Mix 6 offers six fresh veggie options and six meat and fish options to diners, who can then combine the offerings into an almost infinite number of entrees. Chef Oswald says restaurant goers shouldn't worry. He's still in charge of sauces and seasoning.
That's where I come in. Right, so take the guesswork out of you.
Mix 6 is casual. Diners can take bowls of food to sit by a fire pit on the deck, overlooking Snowmass Mountain. Oswald's Pyramid Bistro in Aspen is known for its vegan fare. He says Mix 6 is still healthy, but it offers more meat, and he uses a little more butter in the kitchen, too. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The U.S. Forest Service will begin reviewing a key segment of the Carbondale to Crested Butte Trail early next year. The Aspen Times reports Picken County Open Space and Trails submitted a plan for a 7-mile trail from Redstone to the summit of McClure Pass. The county is footing the bill for analysis by an independent third party, and the Forest Service anticipates to start public outreach in late January or early February. I'm Molly Dove.